So hello and welcome to the Erica Glessing Show. I am delighted to bring you 8 minutes of inspiration today with the amazing Oren Harris. Oren and some of his friends call him O, is really, I would just sort of like characterize him as the king of flow. And we're going to talk today a little bit about performance, and he's a high performance coach, and we're going to talk a little bit about shifting into a higher vibration and whatever else shows up. So welcome, Oren.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. My first question is, what was something that happened in your life? It was like either a worst thing or a key learning where you went, this just has to change. What was something that kind of just,
Well, the first thing that comes up is something general, but then maybe I'll give you something specific as well, is I realized that people pleasing was insane. And that no matter what I did, if I played on this sort of infinite chess game of trying to people please or adjust myself in order to gain approval from other people, I realized that I would never win. And so that was a big realization for me. And I decided that I would rather stay true to my own soul and not betray myself rather than seek the approval of other people. So that kind of hit me, but in a bunch of different ways. But the revelation was just like, oh, this is absolutely insane. And almost everybody's doing it.
Oh my gosh. As soon as you said that, I got this image of myself as a pretzel. Like, how many ways can I twist myself to try to have every author I've ever published think I'm awesome?
Yeah, exactly. So that was a game changer for me. One of many game changers for me.
And what do you think shifted it for you where you just went,
I just got absolutely tired of doing it. And it's exhausting not being.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I would say the combination of the pain, which I really think ultimately comes down to judging ourselves, and then the pleasure of the idea of what would it be like if I actually be a free being? What is that? And I started to taste that as I was letting go of that. And so I was stimulated by both the pain of that and the pleasure of what started emerging when I really started being myself.
So when you look at some of the work you do with high performance athletes, tell me a little bit about that, what that feels like to be an entrepreneur working on that space.
Sure. Well, one of the things I love about working with either athletes and or entrepreneurs is that I like to tie together the non-physical and the physical, the spiritual dimension and the physical dimension. And what better way to do that than through an art form or point of focus that someone really loves. So if an athlete really loves their game, or if an entrepreneur is, you know, an entrepreneur who has decided to do what it is that they love, then that connection to the love, lends itself to them being able to also connect to their spirit and then be able to use their whole resource, you know, body, mind, heart, and spirit towards being successful. And performance, even in the physical body, you know, our level of ability and capability is being significantly affected by our mind. And then our mind is being affected by our consciousness. So there's this thing of like, you know, mind over matter, or mind creates reality through our beliefs, through our imagination. And so the mind is incredibly powerful for both entrepreneurs and athletes. And that's super exciting, right? You know, it's that whole, the mindscape is like infinite. But then, so mind over matter, but consciousness over mind. And see, that's the most untapped frontier is consciousness. It is us as spirit. And to see that there is no separation between spirit and form. And so like even a business, it has a conscious and a subconscious, right? A business is an expression of one spirit, even if there's multiple people involved in a business, or even multiple people involved in a team. An individual athlete or a business owner, I'm just using both of these back and forth, right? An individual athlete or a business owner, even in working with a team, his level of ability to do so is in direct proportion to his level of alignment in his own consciousness, his level of unity in his own consciousness.
So give us a quick, give us a gift. So what would be something that could open up a place that you see often is sticky? It could be anything, just maybe a tool or some flow thing. Some divine gift that's going to come through because I asked.
You know, any type of question that activates your deepest excitement, even if it's a picture that you have, you know, an imagination that you have, like a vision you have for your business or for your life, when you tap into your excitement and an exciting vision, you're actually summoning spiritual energy. You're summoning more of your own potential to move through you. So playing a big enough game in life. And when I say big, I don't mean big, like what something that looks big, but something that feels big to you, something that maybe is even beyond your ability to know how to do it. Those types of things that contain that big energy actually evolve you. They pull you forward and cause you to grow into them, and therefore cause a new sense of life to flood, to rush through you. And that life rushing through you expresses itself, you know, as joy, as passion, or, you know, not even just joy, but if you're already experiencing joy, then deeper joy.
Right. Deeper excitement.
And that's kind of a picture of our own evolution. So like, what do you really, 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 really want to do? If you could do anything, I mean, it's a cliche question, but if you had no doubt, no shame, no fear, no limitations, like what is it that excites you? And tapping into that energy, then from that energy, your higher self, your intuition can like then infuse your imagination and expand your world. And then you put that into, you can start putting that into a plan and into an action. And then, yeah, there you go.
That's beautiful. Okay. Do you have a book that you love? A book that you read?
I have a few. I haven't read much in the last few years, but you know, The Power of Now, at the time that I read it, which was like 12 years ago, was very timely.
Awesome.
Because it explained things that I was already experiencing, and that was a revelation for me. I also love the book, The Alchemist, because of the storytelling. I mean, the story is great and the book is great. So The Alchemist, The Power of Now, those are two I remember from the
And what was your favorite song when you were 16?
That's a great question. I'm gonna guess on this one. I think it might have been Hotel California. It was either that or some rap song. Like, I love hip hop, but my best friend's dad at the time was really big into rock and roll, and I associate a lot of the music in that period of my life with my relationship with him.
Yeah, I mean, Hotel California is pretty much perfect, and Wild Wild West. But I just thought that one popped in my head when you were saying rap at that time.
Yeah, the Wild Wild West.
Remember that one? Oh, that was good. How can people reach you? And how can people reach you? And is there anything you'd like to have them go get on your website? Or is there anything you'd like to share? How can we follow up with your amazing energy?
Well, I'm most active in terms of me posting content on Instagram is first, and then next to that will be Facebook. So you guys can follow me on Instagram or Facebook. My website is orenharris.com, orenharris.com. And if you leave your email address on my website, you can get my free Flow Mastery video series, which basically teaches you to live in the flow more often, more deliberately in every area of your life. So that's amazing. The thing I'm most recently excited about is I just created a course called Mastering Your Energy. And it's really about being empowered and thriving in life as a highly sensitive being. And that's something that I'm currently most stoked about. I put my heart and soul into it, and that's now available as well.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Have a beautiful day.
Awesome. Thank you. I appreciate it.